وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. So in the previous episodes and up to now, we've been discussing the human being himself and the essence of the human being, the qalb, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to, and we're trying to find out how we can fix and rectify that heart, that human being, so it could become good and become pure, so it does not harm other people. First, it safeguards itself and also safeguards others. So we said Allah has given us tools that we need to use in order for us to work on ourselves, amongst of which the intellect, amongst of which to contemplate on ourselves. And also, we need to refer to the doctors in this field, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Al-Bayt alayhim wassalam. Another thing that we can do to help us in this process, in this journey into self-discovery and becoming better people, is to be amongst the knowledgeable people, to befriend the scholars, to befriend those who seek goodness in this world and want to be good. And not just any friend. We need someone who is knowledgeable. See, and this is also a sensitive topic when it comes to friend, because sometimes when you get a friend and that friend is not logical, is not intellectual, is not reason, doesn't use reason, what seems to happen is that they will just waste your time and put you in more trouble. But we want the friend who is also a scholar, at least, or has knowledge, at least, or at least intellectual and a person of reason, that can differentiate between right and wrong, that can differentiate between vices and deeds. A person that would give me an advice instead of just watch me do something wrong and he just, you know, jump along or at least says nothing. Or a person who would advise me to become a better person. A person I could use in times of need. A person I can rely on if I need an advice. These are the people that we need in our life. So when it comes to people, we have to understand that we have to choose the right ones. So Allah is saying to me, I've given you intellect, I've given you tools, use them correctly. So one of which is taking a friend. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in this regard, he says, أحب أخواني إلي من أهدى إلي عيوبي. The most beloved out of my brothers, and he's talking about the believing brothers, not the blood brothers, is the one who gifts me my mistake. And we have the same hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, رحم الله إمرئن أهدى إلي عيوبي. May Allah bless he who gifts me my mistake. So we need these kind of friends and these kind of brothers. Another point that Allah also is making in this, when it comes to me becoming a better person, is to take a lesson from the mistakes and sins and vices of other people. Because we constantly see people do wrong. The least we can do is learn from their mistakes and make sure that we don't do them. Sometimes I see a person constantly yelling and raising his voice and, you know, doing things. And I say, well, you shouldn't be doing this, right? And he shouldn't be doing this. But yet, I come and do it myself. I can see that what he does harms people. People talk about it. People don't like it. This and that. But yet, I don't take a lesson from that. I come and do it myself. So we also need to understand that when we look at other people and we look at the mistakes and the faults of other people, we have to make sure that we don't do them. Or at least we don't have them. That's just very logical, sane thing to do. Now, let us take a short break and we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So, just before the break, we were saying that a person needs to take a lesson from the people, from their mistakes, from their actions, and the consequences of the actions that they did. And this is something even the Quran testifies to. Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In their stories, there is a lesson, ibrah. Ibrah means lesson to be learned. To those who have intellect, obviously this ibrah, not everyone can derive it. Only the smart ones can derive it and understand it. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So me and you, we need to be among the intellectuals, those who have thinking and intellect, that can benefit from this ibrah. Also, we can use the constructive criticism of people, sometimes even non-constructive criticism. When a person wants to criticize me, whether constructive or not, because sometimes we put restraints on the constructive or criticism, let's leave it, just criticism. You can criticize me in any way, shape, or form you like. I had to learn from that. I had to go back to myself. Is it true what they're saying about me? Is it true that I'm bad to this extent? If it's true, then I need to work on it. I need to fix it. If it is not true, I also need to do more work in order to prove the contrary to them as well. Maybe I'm not a bad person, but no one sees anything good from me either, so they would assume I'm bad. And then I do the tiniest thing. I'm like, yep, see, there we go. We said he's bad. But you say, but this is very tiny compared to how good I am. But people don't see that. So sometimes you also need to work hard in trying to improve yourself when people criticize you. Like I said, whether it is constructive or not constructive, regardless. If people wants to criticize me, by all means, they're welcome to do so. I use that as an advantage, as a point for my advantage to be able to fix myself, to rectify myself, so I can do more good. And I get to learn which part of me is making the mistake. Now, there are more, but obviously, inshallah, we'll leave them for episodes to come. But the idea that we can conclude so far is that when it comes to ourselves and working on ourselves, we live amongst people, so sometimes there are things that I can do to improve myself, to become a better human being for myself and for others. And sometimes the advice comes from outside in the form of a building, for example, because Allah says, go around the land, travel around the land, and look at these civilizations before you. What remains of these civilizations is buildings and statues and monuments. We look at them like, okay, you know, this is a palace of a king who owned half of earth at some time. Where is he now? Gone. Sometimes no, in a form of advice from a person, words. Nevertheless, or never, you know, doesn't matter the mean, The idea is I need to take lessons. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.